situation. But all by all, when you see these kind of deals happening locally in Homs and other areas, and when you see as well certain political steps or governmental steps like the elections taking place, I believe some of the groups would grow like angry, but they will be desperate and they will feel despair that they are not going to be able to change anything. Let's hope that this will bring all people back. I don't want to say people, I mean groups, to their senses, so they would despair and they would save the blood of the Syrian people.
Okay, we're going to turn our attention to our Facebook page and see what some of our viewers had to say about this subject.
Assad is a slap on the face of America, Western Saudi Arabia. Long live Assad. Inshallah, a new Syria will be built without any Wahhabis, a country in peace. Assad is now stealing medical supplies destined for the sick and wounded. At this time, the Syrian people need time and reconciliation, not democracy. Long live Syria, long live Iran, long live patriotic Syrians and Iranians. You have achieved victory, Mr. President Assad.
Let's turn to Mr. Nashashibi, looking at this victory by the Syrian government and other victories that it's attained lately. It appears that even still the West, led by the United States and also regional countries such as Turkey, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, still have not given up on this foreign insurgency. Your take on that? Do you still...
Sorry, I'm losing you. I can't hear you.
Okay, let me repeat the question. Even after these victories by the Syrian military, can you hear me?
On and off, but go on.
After these victories by the Syrian military, we still see countries such as the United States, also some regional countries such as Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, not really backing down. We have talks now of the U.S. actually increasing its support and for supplies against the Syrian government. Why do you think that that is the case at this point in time? Should it not reach a point, basically, as you had mentioned earlier, that because of the situation, that these two parties, the two sides, can actually try to come to some type of political solution, because it is obvious that there is not going to be a major military solution unless it's going to take a long time and steal many more lives.
Well, there's two aspects to your question. Firstly, in terms of the victory, this cannot be called a victory for anybody. If you look at the footage of the devastation of Homs, in my opinion, it's grotesque to call this a victory for anybody. Homs is a disaster zone. This, to me, really, everyone has lost. Not just in Homs, but in other areas. Syria is devastated. So to me, this is not a victory for anyone. It's a loss for the Syrian people. Now, on this front, I mean, you ask me time and again when I'm on this show about foreign support, but only on one side. I mean, you mentioned now the U.S. providing anti-tank weapons. Russia this week has said it will provide warplanes to the Syrian regime. So you have to, you know, be mindful that there is a great deal of foreign involvement and direct military supplying in the conflict on both sides. We can't ignore one and highlight the other. And unfortunately, it is this level of foreign involvement on both sides which is ensuring the prolongation of this conflict. It's happening on both sides.
Well, as our guest in London, Mr. Mustafa, I just mentioned about the excessive destruction. We look at pictures coming out of Homs, and it is absolutely amazing. It appears to some that not only was the goal of this situation basically death in the society and causing chaos, but a total destruction of the infrastructure in Syria. Why is that the case? I mean, always we see in war zones that there is a certain amount of destruction, but the level of destruction that we are seeing in Homs and other areas is quite unbelievable.
Well, I mean, this is a very excellent note to talk about. Yes, of course, I mean, when you talk about the destruction that happened, I totally agree with Mr. Nashashibi that this is a disaster for the Syrian people. The kind of destruction and havoc, the kind of wreckage for all of the facilities there, for all of the public sector, is very devastating. But we have to remember that this would tell you those who are fighting there. I'm not trying to isolate the domestic or the national, if you want, dimension, but we know that many foreigners, you're talking about tens of thousands of them, are fighting them. When they blow up, for example, a very important archaeological sites, when they blow up historical sites, when they blow up certain institutions let's say churches or whatever that belonged to centuries ago, this would tell you that they give no value for human heritage or any respect for all of the civilizations that has passed in Syria. This is one thing. The other thing is that because they are foreigners, because you're not talking here about the people, I believe if you're talking about an opposition about Syrian people, they would want to continue to preserve, to ensure the protection and the safety of the different facilities in the city. But when you see this kind of destruction, you will understand very well the foreign hands that are there. But still, one of the very important things we have to remember that Homs has been dubbed as the capital of the revolution, so-called revolution in Syria. Now when the foreigners and when many thousands of them exit from there, this tells you that this is a kind of sabotage or fiasco for their goals. So it is, in a certain sense, a kind of victory for the government, though the price has been heavy and devastating.
Okay, well, Mr. Nashashibi, now at this point in time, what do you think it will take to bring the sides together in order to reach that political solution that seems to be the only way? Now what? Do you think that the election is a good option going towards that or not?
I don't see any horizon for a breakthrough anytime soon. You had the second Geneva conference in January, which was pretty much a waste of time. It achieved absolutely nothing. The presidential election will not contribute to any solution at all. It is by no way, shape, or form a democratic election. The restrictions and conditions placed on it means it is not a democratic solution. And the UN itself has said that it goes against the Geneva communique, which both sides have signed up to. So neither will the election bring the country together. And so far, the Geneva process has utterly failed because it is simply used as a platform for both sides to state their case without any finding any real common ground. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
And Mr. Mousavi, the same question. Do you see a political solution on the horizon? And if so, what do you think it has to be?
I'm afraid to say that I agree that I can't see that any political solution in the foreseeable future, in the horizon looming now. But I would say that the kind of elections, any kind of political exercise for the Syrians is a step in the right direction. Let's hope that this is going to bring people into their senses, they bring the different groups into their senses. I believe if the foreign powers stop funneling and arming and supporting and providing with weapons and money and different logistics, then the Syrian people would come to themselves and maybe they could figure out a certain kind of solution that would bring peace back to Syria. But we know very well that there should be a kind of major reforms, and the government itself has agreed and admitted they need to continue, they need to start a kind of reforms on the different levels, on the economic level and in the political level, in order to have more representative system in this direction.
And on that note, I'd like to thank both my guests. We are out of time. Political commentator out of Beirut, Mr. Ibrahim Mousavi, and journalist and Middle East analyst out of London, Mr. Sharif Hikmat Nashashibi. Appreciate you being with us. And as always, viewers, it's very nice to have you. Make sure you join us right here, same time, same place tomorrow for another debate. I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thanks so much, and goodbye.